Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything to do with fitness, nutrition and mindset to help you with your fitness goals. Today's episode, we are going to cover everything to do with supplements. I know this is an absolute minefield for some people because it's something that I've spent years trying to understand. It's an area that I'm particularly strong in now, but a lot of it came down to trial and error and spending a lot of money trying to figure out what supplements worked, which ones didn't, and which ones are the best depending on your goal or depending on whatever it is you're looking to get out of them. So what we're going to discuss in this week's episode is everything to do with the best type of muscle building supplements, the best fat loss supplements you can get, and then a couple of my favorites, energy and sleep supplements that I include in my online program, just because the feedback from clients has been amazing and they're ones I use personally. And I think they're just worth recommending because for an overall health and life balance, you know, if you're having good night's sleep and you've got good steady energy during the day, your overall life quality is better and your actual workouts are going to be better because you feel better throughout the day. So before I get on to supplements, supplements are exactly that. They're a supplement. They're going to supplement a good nutritional plan. If you haven't got everything in place with your diet and you don't have your nutrition on point, there isn't a supplement in the world that's going to transform your body or get you in better shape. They're there to supplement you. That being said, if you have everything in place and you have an amazing nutritional plan that's based around your goals and you have a good training program that's based on tension style training, if aesthetics is your goal or performance, if, you know, sporting performance is your goal, supplements are going to round off that last bit. They're going to give you that little bit of an edge. They're going to speed up your recovery. They're going to help you perform better and they're going to make you look better, providing everything else is in place. So it's absolutely crucial that you get your nutrition on point and you get your training on point, because if they're not right, you can spend thousands on supplements and they won't do anything. I normally say that nutrition and training is probably about 90% of it, maybe 95%, and your supplements are like your polish. They're the last bit. Like, I use the analogy in my book that's coming out early next year. I haven't got the date yet, so hopefully I'll be able to announce that in the coming months. But the analogy I like to use is using expensive supplements or using the good supplements is like putting, and without a good training program and a good nutrition plan, is like putting really expensive motor oil into your car and then forgetting to fill it with petrol, diesel or gas. You know, if you don't fuel your car with petrol, diesel or gas, it's not going to work regardless of how good your motor oil is. So what you want to do is feed your body with good nutrition and then use your supplements to push you to that next level. So the first area we're going to cover is muscle building supplements. So there's a couple of ones that I love. These are ones straight out of my online program, just a couple of my favorites, because they're the ones that are trialed and tested. They're the ones that I've used. They're the ones I've used with hundreds of clients, and the ones that get results because they're what your body needs. So number one is a good solid protein supplement. Normally a good whey protein, but I'm actually using a rice protein at the minute just to trial it out. I'm in the process of developing some vegan and vegetarian options on my online program. So I'm trialing out some of the vegan supplements just to see how they respond with my body. And I'm going to include the best ones into an updated version of my online program. But a good quality whey protein is going to be number one. Depending on which one you use, there are different options. So that's why even whey protein can be a minefield, because there's whey protein isolate, there's whey protein concentrate, there's whey protein hydroisolate. Basically, what you want is a supplement, a whey protein that your body's able to digest, that you enjoy taking, that you like the taste of, and you don't get any stomach upset from it. The number one mistake I made when I started taking supplements first, particularly a whey protein, was it took me about 4 or 5 attempts before I found a brand and found a supplement that didn't make me sick. And I used to just power through because I was 19, 20 when I started taking supplements first. And I thought, you know, you need to take a whey protein post-workout because that's what the magazines say and that's what the fitness models say and that's what the bodybuilders say. So you need to take a whey protein, not realizing that it was swelling my stomach and making me bloated, that I wasn't absorbing those amino acids. I wasn't absorbing that protein. If it's making you sick and making you bloated, you're not getting full absorption. So the number one thing is to find a protein that your body can absorb, that you enjoy taking, and that works well for you. I found, like, there's different brands out there, and I'm not going to say which ones are the best because they're really individual, but I found ones like Optimum Nutrition, the Flexi Nutrition, Amix, when I was sponsored by Amix, all these proteins worked really well for me. but it's so individual to each person. I can't give a personal recommendation on a protein because everybody is so different and everyone has different tolerance levels for protein. In the advice I would offer is if you have a sensitive stomach and you just go through life and you know that you're sensitive to dairy or you're sensitive to different foods and you're prone to bloating in your stomach, get a whey protein that has digestive enzymes in it. One with particularly lactase. One of the main things that bothers people and makes them bloated from their protein is that your body is not designed to break down lactose. So you need to have an added lactase enzyme in the whey protein in order to break that down and absorb it. You know, other proteins, the higher end ones, will have different forms of protease. They'll have different forms of digestive enzymes in the protein so that you're able to absorb it better. So my advice would be if you have a sensitive stomach, get a protein with a digestive enzyme. For anybody else, it's going to be down to preference. You know, we've come so far in terms of supplementation that there's no excuse for you not to have a protein that you enjoy taking. There are hundreds out there and some of them taste incredible. I remember when I was, I think 16, before supplements were big, and I remember reading in a magazine that you need to have protein. So I went and bought a protein powder. I don't even know what it was, but it ruined my stomach. It tasted disgusting. But I remember powering through it at 16 thinking, yeah, this is going to make me huge. This is going to make me ripped. This is going to make me look like a fitness model. The reality is it didn't, because that's not what it does. I didn't realize that in order to look that way, you need to get your nutrition on point. You need to get your training program in place. You need to do all of these other things, and that your supplements just are the top, the literal last 5% or 10%, but they don't tell you that in magazines. They tell you to take this supplement and you're going to look incredible. You know, the reality is, I'm sure some of those models are using those supplements, but that's not everything they're using, and it's not the thing that got them in shape. It was their nutrition, their training, their work ethic, time in the gym, loads of different reasons. So one supplement is not going to make you feel better. Supplement number two then is branched chain amino acids. The reason whey protein is so good is because the branched chain amino acids are so high. BCAAs, or branched chain amino acids, are the single best amino acids that your body can take to build muscle or preserve muscle if fat loss is your goal. So these two supplements, whey protein and BCAAs, are going to double over whether you're trying to build muscle or lose body fat. They're probably the only two supplements that I'm like, they will definitely work just as well if you're trying to cut and lose body fat or you're trying to bulk up and add some muscle. Branched chain amino acids, leucine in particular is the main ingredient in branched chain amino acids, is the most anabolic of all amino acids. It is the powerhouse and the mac daddy of amino acids. It's the one that, if you're in a calorie surplus, is going to help you build more muscle because it's anabolic. If you're in a calorie deficit, it's going to help you preserve more muscle so you can lose more body fat because your metabolism doesn't slow down, because you're able to repair from the fibers from the workouts and keep your metabolism elevated. So I recommend having BCAAs definitely in a muscle building program or in a fat loss program. They're two, them and whey protein are the ones that cross in both sides of my online program. So the fat loss version or the muscle building version, or the version where you're combining muscle building and fat loss. Those two supplements are just incredible. What you want to do then with your BCAAs is you're going to dose it by your size. You know, if you're a girl who's 50 kilos, 5 grams of BCAAs pre, intra, and post-workout, so 5 grams total, is probably going to do you pretty good in terms of building muscle and losing and preserving muscle if you're on a cut. If you're a guy who's 80 kilos plus, you're probably going to have to go closer to 7, 8, 9, 10 grams of BCAAs. Personally, I use 5 grams of BCAAs in the morning, I use 5 grams before I train, and I use another 5 grams after I train, because they're so amazing, whether I'm trying to bulk or trying to add muscle or trying to cut down and strip off some body fat or just improve performance for sport, they work amazingly well for this. Whey protein then for your dosage is going to be, your scoop post-workout is going to be ideal. I prefer to use it as a food group. So if you've been following any of my other social media channels, Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat, you'll see that I'm adding whey protein or adding the rice protein to my food so that I get to have it with porridge, or I have it with almonds as a snack. So I'm using it as a food source to bump up protein during the day. But optimally, post-workout, when your body is starved for amino acids, is the best time to take your whey protein and the best time to take your BCAAs. I would advise experimenting with your BCAAs because the powder tastes terrible. You're going to pay a little bit more for the capsules. or you're going to pay a little bit more for a flavored BCAAs, but my advice would probably be to fork out the extra $5 or $10 or €5 or €10 or €5 or £10 and get yourself the flavored, because the unflavored will give you a little bit of regurgitation reflex because it just tastes disgusting. The last two muscle building supplements then are going to be creatine and beta-alanine. I'm going to use both of them together because they work so well in synchronicity with one another. I'm going to include both together. Creatine is the most scientifically backed supplement on the planet. What it does is creatine helps to pull water underneath the muscle cell. So when you have more water underneath the muscle cell, you're able to move more weight, or you're able to move the same weight for more reps. It's kind of like, if you can picture a 2-liter water bottle, if you have an empty bottle, you're able to twist and crack it. Whereas if you've got a full 2-liter bottle, it's really hard to press down on it because it's full of water. That's kind of what creatine does. It pulls the water underneath the cell, and then your body and muscle is going to be stronger because of it. My advice with creatine would probably to go with one that you don't need to load. I'm not a massive fan of creatine monohydrate, even though that is the most scientifically backed one, but you need to load it. You need to have an instant transporter so you get full absorption. You can't have it with an acidic juice because it'll break it down. So I generally stick with a creatine ethyl ester, creatine trimalate, or creatine hydrochloride. Creatine ethyl ester is probably the one that I can recommend the most because it's nearly the same price as monohydrate and you can take it with water. The only difference is it tastes horrible, but you just need to mix it with a small amount of water, or you can take it straight on your tongue and torpedo it and it's fine. So my advice would be creatine ethyl ester, and then depending on your weight, if you're a girl looking to build some muscle and you're 50, 60 kilograms or around that, 3 grams pre and post workout is going to do amazing for you. If you're a guy at 80 kilos or just below or above 80 kilos, you're probably going to have to go to 5 grams pre and post workout, and that's going to work amazingly well for you. In terms of beta-alanine then, beta-alanine is one of these kind of hidden gems that just seems to be breaking the supplement world in the last 2, 3, 4 years. Now, if you go and get any intro workout or any pre-workout, beta-alanine is the main ingredient. I first supplemented with beta-alanine when I was in college at about 21. And I remember you get a weird reaction. So if you take beta-alanine for the first time, you get really, really weird skin tingles. I remember thinking it was when I changed my fabric softener, because I used to do my own clothes in college and I'd wash them. And I remember thinking, oh, it's the softener I'm using or whatever it is, because my skin would feel like it was just itching. Beta-alanine does that. It's one of the side effects of beta-alanine. It's not dangerous. It's not an issue. It's just the receptors, when it's starting to fire, you'll get tingles in your body and it can feel really weird. But after about 10 days of using it, it just doesn't happen anymore. Like, I still get a little bit of a beta-alanine flush, but nothing crazy. And again, knowing what it is half the battle, because you're not worried about it then. You know, I didn't know what was wrong with me the first time I took it. I was like, oh my God, my body's going to break out and I'm going to get, a rash or whatever it was. When I just, in hindsight, it was beta-alanine tingles. It's a very normal thing to happen. In terms of dosage then, about 3 grams, regardless of gender, I generally found 3 grams works optimally for nearly everybody. Some of my girls, you'd half that, particularly if you're sensitive to the tingles, you'd go to 1.5 grams pre and post workout. But the majority of people tend to handle 3 grams pretty good. And beta-alanine will also allow your body to uptake more creatine. So that's why they work so well together. It also buffers lactic acid. So in my online GAA program, the main ingredient, the main supplement that's in that program is beta-alanine for anyone that's looking to build muscle, because it will buffer lactic acid and help flush your body of lactic acid. So if you're in the gym, you're able to train longer and train harder because you're not getting lactic acid buildup as much. And the same if you're playing a game, you're able to buffer your lactic acid better. So fat loss supplements then, apart from the whey protein and the BCAAs that I've already mentioned, the next best supplement that I love for fat burning is going to be just caffeine. If you go into any supplement store, you're going to see, pick up any fat burner, and the first ingredient is going to be caffeine, because caffeine is the most widely known fat burner on the planet. It's basically what caffeine does, particularly if on a fasted state or where there's nothing else to interrupt it, is going to increase lipolysis in the body, which basically means it's going to allow your body to release fat from its cells so you can burn it for fuel. So if you take caffeine before you train and you're relatively an empty stomach, you're not taking it with food, in terms of you have your meal at 2 p.m. and then you take your caffeine at 3:30 and then you train at 4, what's going to happen is it's going to release fat from the cells. And then when you train, you're actually going to be burning through fat as one of your primary energy sources. That's what caffeine does. It's why it's one of the top things in most fat burners. And that being said, it's an incredible performance enhancer. Anyone that's ever taken caffeine for the first time will tell you that you get a crazy energy off it. So taking caffeine for fat loss is going to work amazingly well for you. The next two supplements I love then, again, I combine them similar to my beta-alanine and creatine, is green tea extract and L-carnitine tartrate. Green tea extract, on top of all the health benefits and antioxidants that it gives your body, is also incredible at elevating metabolism. There's one thing you need to look out for though, is there is a compound called ECGC in green tea extract. It's only in the supplement because it's not concentrated enough in the tea, but that compound elevates metabolism. It's the thing that gives you a metabolic boost, which means the faster your metabolism is going, the more calories you're able to burn. But you need to have this compound at least 45%. So on the back of every green tea extract bottle, you will see ECGC underneath it with a percentage beside it. The majority of cheaper green tea extracts will have 10 or 15%. You need 45% or higher in order to get that metabolic boost. The ones that I use, I always have 45%. Some go up to 50%, but it's the thing that makes the difference. So make sure you have that. And then 500 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams before training or first thing in the morning is going to work amazingly well for fat loss. Generally, I recommend 1,000 milligrams if you're a guy or a girl, 80 kilos or more. And if you're between that 50-60 range, go with 500 milligrams. And then you can maybe taper up to 1,000, but see how you feel. But normally, those dosages work quite well. L-carnitine tartrate then will help your body push fat cells into the mitochondria so you can burn it for fuel. So basically, your body has an energy source where it's got its glucose, it's got its glycogen, it's got its body fat. So it will go in that order. Your glucose, the carbs you've eaten, you know, in the last meal, the glycogen, the carbs you've eaten over the last 48 hours, and then your fat stores. What L-carnitine tartrate will do is it'll take the fat from the back of the queue and move it to the front of the queue so that you're able to burn through it while you train. So if you combine things like green tea extract and L-carnitine tartrate, one of them is going to elevate your metabolism. So if you think your metabolism is like a fire, one is going to make the fire burn brighter, and the L-carnitine tartrate then is going to take the fat from the back of the queue and push it into the fire so that you're able to burn more body fat while you train. I generally don't supplement with caffeine and green tea extract together because you're going to get a little bit of caffeine in green tea extract. But some people tolerate caffeine much better than others and can supplement with both and feel fine. But my personal experience, I either take caffeine and L-carnitine tartrate or green tea extract and L-carnitine tartrate. I personally always aim for the green tea extract just because I have a little bit of a sensitive stomach. It tends to be less severe in my stomach than just pure caffeine. Okay, so they're everything you need. If fat burning or muscle building is your goal, they're the supplements that I would use. There's thousands of supplements out there. A lot of the time, you're going to pay for brand name. So you're going to pay more expensive for pre-workouts and fat burners and whey proteins by the higher brands. But sometimes just buying the free form is going to work amazingly well. The reality is branched chain amino acids, beta-alanine, creatine, caffeine, L-carnitine, and green tea extract, doesn't matter who you get the brand from. You know, it's down to the quality of the product. With whey proteins, you may want to spend a little bit more, particularly if you have a sensitive stomach, because the better brands are going to have better quality. But in terms of your free form amino acids and your free form supplements, always just opt for the cheapest. You know, wherever you're getting it, you are paying for brand largely with those products. It's different with pre-workouts, and it's different with things like over-the-counter fat burners, because the better companies, again, are going to probably have better products. But in terms of the free forms that are going to work just as well, if not better, now that you know this insider tip, these are the makeups. Creatine, beta-alanine, and caffeine are the main ingredients in pre-workouts. You take those ingredients, and leucine, you take those ingredients, you can make your own pre-workout. Caffeine, L-carnitine tartrate, and green tea extract are normally the main ingredients in fat burners. You can take those ingredients and make your own supplement and save yourself a fortune. I talked about this in last week's episode about making your own supplements depending on your goals and saving yourself a fortune. I went through 5 years of university. I worked as a primary school teacher for 4 years on near minimum wage in London. I know what it's like to have no money and have to be resourceful with these supplements. But I can honestly say it's what I did for years. And even now, I'm lucky enough to be in a better situation financially, I still buy these things in free form because there's no point spending double or treble the cash buying a brand when you can just get it free form and it does the exact same thing. In terms of extra supplements then, there's a couple that I love just because I found they worked so well for me, and I have them included in my online program in different variations of the program, and the feedback's incredible from them. So if you suffer with sleep, my main recommendation is to get some supplements like ZMA, some GABA, and some 5-HTP. I've done a full blog on how to get a better night's sleep and what supplements to use. So you can read more about that on www.briankeenfitness.com/blog. And you just have a scroll there and you can see, or put sleep into the search bar and it'll bring up everything there. But they're the supplements that I would have a look into: ZMA, GABA, and 5-HTP. In terms of energy levels then, things like vitamin D, vitamin C, and vitamin B are going to massively support you because they're going to help with neurological function in the brain, and they're going to help with immune support, which is going to make you feel better. Normally, when people lack energy, the first thing is that their immune system is starting to get suppressed. So one of two things will happen. Either your energy will stay slumped and you won't be able to like get that oomph that you get during the day, or you'll get sick. So supplementing with vitamin D and vitamin C and vitamin B12 particularly is massively going to support you with that. So depending, again, if you haven't listened to the podcast on what to do when you get sick, you can get the doses for vitamin B or vitamin C and vitamin D in there, and how to like hyperload those when you're sick because your immune system can take more. But the general recommendation to just maintenance and stay healthy would be 5 to 10 IUs of vitamin D per day split through the day. And then, you know, 4 to 6 grams of vitamin C is a pretty good maintenance of vitamin C. So I would make sure you add those in just for general health. They're ones that are in my program. The feedback has been amazing because people said they're not getting sick anymore, and they've included those other supplements based on their goals, so muscle building and fat loss. And if your goal is to do both, then you want to build lean muscle and you want to lose body fat, you just combine them. You know, for example, my stack at any one time could look like 5 or 6 different supplements from all the ones that I've mentioned in the podcast. So depending on your goals, get your supplements and have them based around your goals. Never base them around your gender, because the only difference between the supplement that will work for you is going to be the dosage. You know, if you're a 60 kilo girl and a 90 kilo guy, your dosage is going to be different. But if you're both trying to build muscle, those supplements are going to support both of you building muscle. Okay, I've got a couple of questions sent in from my Snapchat, BrianK019. So if you're not following me on there, go check it out, because any of the questions that come in for the podcast come in via Snapchat. So first question from Alan Gert. Different types of protein and uses, casein, whey, anabolics, different. Okay, so I've done a lot of talking about whey protein. I'm a big fan of whey protein because it's high in branched chain amino acids. The one you use is going to be dependent on how sensitive your stomach is. Different versions. Isolate protein is going to be absorbed slightly faster than, say, a concentrate. But then again, it's more highly processed, so it really varies person to person on what you absorb better. In terms of each individual case. So I would experiment with both and see what you feel better with. In terms of casein, I'm not a fan of casein protein. I think it's just such an inferior version of whey protein. You are way better off getting a good quality whey protein and then adding things like natural peanut butter or natural almond butter or some oils to slow it down. You know, your absorption of whey protein is going to be 15-20 minutes if your stomach is empty, because it's going to flood straight into the muscle and get all the essential amino acids in there. What you want to do with casein is, because it drip feeds your body with amino acids over a 5 or 6 hour period, you want to just mimic that with whey protein. So adding fats to it is going to do that. I think casein is just so, like, if you even see the makeup of casein compared to whey, it's just not as readily absorbed by the body. Most people that have allergies and dairy is down to the casein content. I'm just not a fan of it personally. A question from Tracy Doug. When is the best time of the day to take vitamin C? I generally would say split your dose of vitamin C throughout the day, because vitamin C is excreted by the body very, very quickly. That's why people that take excessive doses, you can flush straight out. I would split your dose. So if you're taking 6 grams of vitamin D, I would probably try and take 1 gram 6 times a day, or 2 grams 3 times a day, and split the dose between morning, afternoon, and night, so that your body is constantly keeping that level topped up. Vitamin C is so important for immune function, and the quality of your vitamin C is going to be crucial as well. So I would try and get a good quality vitamin C that has nothing else added to it, and it's just pure vitamin C powder or vitamin C tablet, and then split your dose with it. Okay, Tracy Doug has two questions. I'm a girl fighter. I'm looking to gain maximum strength in my arms. What supplements do you recommend to help testosterone levels? For a girl, I recommend vitamin D. Vitamin D is going to support both genders, guys and girls. It's going to keep balance of testosterone in both genders. In guys, it can help boost it a little bit more. In girls, it can help balance out estrogen levels. So it's really important that you supplement with that. But in terms of actually boosting it, it's going to be the normal test boosting supplements are going to have that same effect on you. So D-aspartic acid and probably tribulus are going to be the main ones. I generally don't have my girls using tribulus, more so because it's very hard to get really pure form tribulus. But D-aspartic acid, 3 grams, you know, twice a day, first thing in the morning and before you train, or 1.5 grams if you're 60 kilos or under, is going to work massive. It's going to work really well for you in boosting up your testosterone levels for your fights. Okay, great question from Gavin Scratchy on Snapchat. The anabolic window, does it exist? Work? Need to be followed? Okay, the anabolic window, it's a little bit of bro science combined with real science, and it's, again, formed in the anabolic window. So basically, people say that you have this anabolic window after you train, and that you need to get a certain amount of nutrients post-workout, or else the workout was a waste of time. To a degree, it's true in terms of you're like a sponge post-workout. So any nutrients and supplements and vitamins or minerals you put into your body post-workout, you're going to soak them up like a sponge. But in terms of will you lose all of the benefits of the workout if you miss them? Probably not. You know, because of all the benefits that you get from training, as long as you're getting a meal in within an hour, 90 minutes after, it's not going to matter too much. But that being said, I would still always try and avail of that window in terms of, because you're like a sponge, that's why it's so important to get your BCAAs and your whey protein on post-workout, because your body is so sensitive to nutrients at that time. So it's a little bit of an answer on both sides. It doesn't really exist. It's not going to nullify the effects completely, but you can also take advantage of it because your body's like a sponge at that time. Okay, question from Shona666. Is DIM a good supplement? Okay, so DIM, D-I-M, is an estrogen balance support supplement. As one I normally recommend to my girls that have estrogen problems. DIM works really well for some girls. You know, it varies depending on how your estrogen is in your body already. So, for example, if you're taking something external or exogenous that's going to upset your estrogen, like the pill, the birth control pill, or the bar, or any of those things that are going to slightly offset your estrogen anyway, DIM is probably not the best supplement for you because it's not going to have the effects. The only thing you could try is start with a low dose of DIM, like 25 milligrams, and then start to taper up to the recommended 100 milligrams and see how your body reacts. But I personally like DIM for my girls that aren't on birth control, who need help balancing out their estrogen level because they just find that it's completely out of whack. Normally, vitamin D and DIM together will bring your body into a pretty decent ratio. Again, it varies person to person, and there can be other factors in play, but I find that that does work for 9 out of 10 girls. For guys, then, if you have issues with acne or just, you know, your mood is always down and your estrogen's out of balance, DIM is going to help you too, but you probably got to stick at the higher end depending on your weight. So about 100 milligrams a day will work really well. Okay, question from Feshnaldo. What's a good diuretic? Okay, my favorite, vitamin C. Vitamin C is going to be your best diuretic. You know, when I was prepping for shows and trying to get water out for shows and shoots, vitamin C was my go-to diuretic. You know, vitamin C is going to flush out any excess water that's underneath your muscle that's in your body. So using vitamin C is going to work incredibly well. Try and avoid the ones that have added sweeteners. You know, if you can get pure vitamin C powder, that's going to work better for you. But in terms of getting the water out, that alone will work. Also, not so much a supplement, even though you can buy this in supplement form, is dandelion. So dandelion tea works really well as a diuretic. And a lot of the watershed supplements are normally a mixture of dandelion tea, green tea, and vitamin C, because green tea has some diuretic properties as well. But vitamin C is going to be your best one. Try and stick with a powder without the sweeteners, and stick with the doses I recommended. That will help flush out any excess water. Question from Johnny Ryan 22 on Snapchat. Does creatine monohydrate need to be drank with juice? This is a little bit of a funny one to answer, because creatine monohydrate does need an insulin transporter. It needs something to shuttle it into the muscle. You can take it with water, and I think the absorption is like 35 or 40%, but that's not really enough to give you a bang for your buck. But you can't take it with an acidic juice. A lot of people will take creatine monohydrate with, say, orange juice or apple juice, and those juices are just too acidic for the creatine to get absorbed into the muscle. So you got to be really careful with it. The best transporters are normally like glucose or dextrose. I'm not a fan of creatine monohydrate purely for that reason, that I don't like spiking blood sugar levels or insulin levels at any time during the day. But dextrose and glucose are going to be your best transporters. I kind of like the in-between with like cranberry juice, but it's not the best transporter. It's going to be a faster high GI carb that spikes insulin levels. It's going to shuttle the creatine in. So dextrose and glucose are normally going to be your best options in that case. Okay, question from Emma on Snapchat. How to take colostrum and how much should I take? Okay, colostrum is one of these ones that I mention pretty regularly because of its effect on IGF-1 levels in the body and how it can release insulin-like growth factor 1, which is like the reason people take like steroids and things like that, because it's really, really anabolic. Colostrum works amazingly well for this. It has a very, very high level of IGF-1 release. But for anyone who doesn't know colostrum, it's like a powdered supplement. It comes from cows, and particularly grass-fed organic cows. It's going to have a better absorption, so like the high-end colostrum. I don't generally recommend people supplement with it, because to get the highest quality, it is expensive. And I don't know, is the price worth the benefit? But if you have everything in place and your nutrition couldn't be better and your training couldn't be better and you've got, you know, 10, 12 years of experience training and eating well, then colostrum can probably push you to the next level. I take 2 scoops of it. I match it with my whey protein or match it with my rice protein in my shake. And that normally gives me a pretty good bang. And it's a massive immune support booster as well. So it does stop your body getting sick on top of the IGF-1 boost. But I normally match it for whatever amount of whey protein I'm using or rice protein I'm using. I will normally match it colostrum and match it scoop for scoop. That's how I dose it. Other people will tell you for health benefits, just taking a teaspoon a day will work great. But for the IGF-1 benefits, I found a higher dose has worked well for me. But that being said, it's not a supplement I generally recommend for people, because as good as it is, you do want to be training and eating well for 10, 12 years and maxed out everything else, because there's so many other things like training systems and nutritional strategies and different cycling strategies of carbs and calories that will give you the same benefit at a fraction of the price. Okay, so that's another episode of the Brankey Fitness Podcast. I just want to thank everybody for sending in questions from Snapchat. And also, thank you so much to everybody who's been rating the show. We're up on so many reviews now. We're on like a 5-star rating, and it was number 2. And I think it went to number 1 at one stage last week in the health section of the podcast. And it was number 3 in all of podcast downloads in Ireland last week. So thank you so much to everyone who's been listening and everyone that's rated the show. You know, if you haven't rated the show already and you found value in this, please just go on and give the show a rating, because the more ratings we have, the more episodes we can do, and the higher we'll go up on iTunes, which means I can pump out more episodes. So thank you so much to everyone for listening. Hope you found some really good content in this episode. Keep killing it, and I'll catch up with you next week. It's